How we started was there was no intention for a school. It's just that my father had a counseling center. These children were playing outside, making so much noise. And so that's how it sort of began. And then it just, you know, in a few years took off and then became 300. Right now we have 469 students in the school. Only the poorest of the poor could be admitted. So because there are so many children who have no access to education, in order to be fair, we had to say, okay, first of all, we've got to find out that they are the poorest of the poor. And secondly, we could only take one child from each family. And so in order to do that, we carry out extensive interviews. And so some parents will actually fake being poorer just to get in the school. Like they were so desperate to get their child into school. And it's heartbreaking for us to say, like, sorry, we can't. Originally, it was completely free school, and it still is for most of the children. But now we take like a small donation. And so when I say that, I'm talking like $10. And it's just to provide the families with a sense of self-respect. Some will do that for fees, like $10 a month or less. And then others are completely free. They get meals, they get uniforms, they get their school books and supplies. All that is part of it. And so the method is different in the sense that in our Indian curriculum, it's all about cramming. It's all about the exam. So you memorize everything in your textbook. It doesn't matter if you really don't understand it. Just memorize it and spit out the answer on your exam. And so there's no relationship with the subject. With Ambleside, because the focus is so much on understanding and relationship, it's really very different. So even for the teachers, it's a whole new experience. And most of them that are now in the Ambleside program, a lot of them after their first time in the internship, they're in tears because they're just like, we wish we had learned this way. We wish we, you know, had known how to do this before. And so they sense the difference in how they teach. And the response of the children is beautiful. They're really understanding the math. They're not just memorizing their tables and going through it. They're getting the concepts. Phonetically, they're able to read stronger, better. The stories are so beautiful that we present in Ambleside through literature. And so for our children, it's a double difficulty because they all come from non-English speaking homes. And our school is an English speaking school. In essence, when they come into pre-K, they know not a word of English, and they must learn the language as they learn all these basic subjects. But it's fascinating how quickly they do learn. It will make all the difference. College, job opportunities, interaction with people. To get an English medium education in India is very expensive. In fact, sometimes the schools, the elementary schools, the middle, high schools, are more expensive than college education, which is why we wanted to make an English medium school available for these children. So you can go to a government education and you will learn in the vernacular. And so it's helpful because at least people can learn to read and write in Hindi or Bengali or whatever the state language is, but they will never learn English. And so it definitely puts them in a constricted state in terms of career. So the school started out as being a Christian school. Although we are accredited with the state, we make that very clear to the parents that the Bible is going to be taught and they have no objections whatsoever. And so unless that's signed, we make it clear that that's a chapel is done every morning. There's scripture and prayer and it's in Jesus' name. And we've had so many students come to the Lord through the school. It's interesting, even during the whole COVID thing, because we had to shut down the school and none of our kids have laptops. So a few of the parents have phones and we would use WhatsApp to do little lessons with them. And so, you know, memorizing scripture, it was really sweet how they learned Psalm 23. And then the parents listening were like, that's so beautiful. Like they needed it, you know, and then the children sharing that with them. And then the parents coming back to the teachers and saying, that was really beautiful. It really helped us. And some of the parents listening in on the classes were just amazed and were like, wow, we love what our children are learning and how they're learning. It's kind of an adjustment because it's so different than the typical stereotype Indian education that for some of the parents initially they were like, wait, do we need to like do extra learning with them? You know, do they need to bring their books home and do all this homework? And it was like, no, they don't. Now they see the difference.